What's up, friends? Welcome. It is time to get into an interesting topic around pregnancy and chiropractic. I've got Dr. Tim in the house.
Well, what's up, Eric?
What's up, my man? How you doing?
Doing good. Doing great.
So, common misconception is that pregnant women perhaps can't get chiropractic or can't come in for adjustments or treatments, and the truth is completely opposite of that.
Oh, 100% the opposite of that. Yeah, and you are right. I think sometimes people's perception of what chiropractic is, like just adjustments or whatever, things like that, or positions that you might need to get into, or, you know, it's just like, or is that even necessary as you're going throughout pregnancy? And, you know, from the, you know, just many pregnant women that I've treated throughout their entire pregnancies, even, you know, multiple pregnancies for some women, really does help. And there is actually like good, you know, evidence to show that it does help. Yeah.
Yeah. So part of the first question is it safe? And we're like, yeah, it's solely safe. In fact, we have some specialized tools even that we use to help make it safe and really actually comfortable for pregnant women to get treatment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's actually really great. So we do have what we call the pregnancy pillow here, which is really great. So it's just a pillow that we can put on the table that allows women to actually be able to lay face down. It has space for the belly to go. And it's very comfortable, and like a lot of women love it. It's like, it's actually really funny how it's like, I feel like one of the big reasons why women love coming in for their appointments when they're pregnant is like, oh, I get to use the pillow. Like, I actually get to lay face down. Like, this is great. But yeah, so I mean, that's one of the nice things that we do have to be able to have women lay face down, because that allows us to get to a lot of the muscles that do get very tight when women are going throughout pregnancy, like their low back and like their hips, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, what are the primary areas that we end up treating? It might progress, but generally speaking, you know, throughout the pregnancy, there's probably some hot spots.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, the biggest hot spots, there's a couple on the front side, which really it's going to be the hip flexor area on the front side. And it's basically just because, you know, we do have more weight up front that's going to cause a little more of an anterior pelvic tilt. So we're going to get a little bit more tension through the hip flexors so we can easily get to those. There also is a ligament on the front side that kind of attaches from the hip bone actually to the uterus itself. It's called the round ligament. It's actually a really great one to check into. It's part of Webster's technique, really great one to check into for pregnant women as well. And then again, using the pillow, being able to go face down, really the big hot spots for most women is going to be the low back, muscle called RQL, and the low back on both sides, usually very tight. Upper hips, usually very tight, kind of tying into that. Piriformis muscle in the deeper glute, we're going to be really tight as well. And then there's also a ligament, again, part of that Webster's technique, the sacral tuberous ligament. Again, really want to check into in terms of levelness of the pelvis. And a lot of times even releasing that ligament takes away a lot of the discomfort in the low back alone. But then you add in all the other stuff with it, the other muscles we can get to, and it just kind of heightens it even more. So
pregnancy is hard, and it's a long journey, and there's a lot of physical discomfort and challenges. And it's just great to know that there's these tools and these techniques out there that can actually help with some of this stuff that's completely safe. So do we start seeing, say, ideally a woman kind of throughout, like over the course of her whole pregnancy, kind of as, you know, as her body's changing and whatnot, we're able to kind of adapt the treatment? Or do we tend to see people who are a little bit further along as things get more intense, like, or a little bit of both?
I was going to say, I think it's a little bit of both. Yeah. I mean, I've definitely seen women various different stages of their pregnancy. I've treated women all the way from, you know, it's like, you know, first trimester all the way throughout. Had women come in during their third trimester, just kind of for finishing things up, or, you know, again, throughout the whole process. And there's really no bad way of going about it. You know, every woman is different, right? Every pregnancy is different. So it's like what you're feeling is going to vary, right? Some women end up having a lot of low back and hip pain. Some don't have a lot, right? But just in general, getting treatment, even if you have a very small amount of pain or a large amount of pain, is really great. So many different things are shifting around. One of the big hormones that's released when you're pregnant is relaxin. The whole purpose of that is to relax the ligaments so your bones and your pelvis can shift a little bit to actually get ready to birth a baby. So being that that happens, keeping things in better alignment and making sure that we're loosening up the muscles not only helps to reduce pain, but can actually help to improve functionality as well, right? So in terms of like where we're at along the pregnancy, like timeline, it's really great anytime. I would say I am a proponent of kind of checking in periodically throughout the pregnancy, even earlier on, but especially if you're starting to notice pain, of course, that's a great time to come in.
And we can see stuff too, you know, there's besides just like low back and hips, also, I imagine neck, upper back, that can also, I imagine, be an issue. Knees, ankles, feet.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. It's like, you know, very common to get some swollen ankles and everything like that. But it's actually really interesting. A lot of the women that I've treated, pregnant women I've treated, working on their low back and their hips and everything like that actually has helped out the swollen ankles as well. but there is treatment we can do specifically for the swollen ankles, the feet, and everything like that. And yeah, absolutely, eventually, as you know, a lot of women tend to, like, you know, get a little bit further along in their pregnancy, we can start to notice some upper back and neck tension as well, just because, again, things are kind of pulling us forward a little bit. So we're going to kind of tense up through the back a little bit more. And again, just great stuff that we can work into throughout it, pair it into the treatment. Really, it's like, you know, the way we approach things anyway is holistically, right? So it's like, we're going to take a look at anything and everything that might be contributing to it.
Yeah, it's way beyond that kind of traditional chiropractic approach, I think, that most people think about. Of course, our approach being very personalized, very holistic, and really looking at the whole person to understand all the different ways that we can help and really create that healing situation and get them out of pain, kind of keep them in a place where they're feeling the best they can feel.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And I always like to, like we've said with, you know, multiple different podcasts before, you know, it's just, if, you know, you are pregnant and you're thinking about treatment or anything like that, it's like, adjustments might be something you're still a little bit wary of. You know, we do instrument adjustments as well, so there's nothing to be worried about there. We can actually still, even with a pregnancy pill, use a drop table on the hips too, so we can still get good motion in there that way. And the other therapy I always like to mention for pregnant women is cupping, like for the low back and everything like that. And it's actually something we can use throughout the pregnancy. It's totally safe to do that, and it can actually really help to alleviate a lot of that tension down there. So we have a lot of tools that we can utilize, a lot of different things we can do to help, you know, work with women along throughout their pregnancy.
It's awesome. Well, you know, if you're listening and you yourself are not pregnant, but you have a pregnant friend, this might be a great resource to share, pass along. We're here to help, and we would love to be a part of your healthcare team as you're going through this incredible journey.
Absolutely. Absolutely love it.
All right, Tim, thanks. We will catch you on the next show. Until then, folks, remember, movement is the best medicine.